Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Friday, here we are, and it's time to welcome my friend Levin in the door. I'm still dreaming about your pudding from last week, you devil. Now, so how are you? You all right?
I'm very good, and yourself?
I'm good. Now, look, good. We're not too far away from since you December and all
yes.
that entails. What are your plans? Are you going to are you open right through?
Yeah, we're close for 5 days at Christmas.
Yes.
We'll be cooking for the family, and
yeah.
I hope I'll have about 30 people, 30, 35, everyone together. So I'm looking forward to that, and it's the one day I can cook for my family. It's always a sad occasion, you know.
Of course.
You know, it's like your mum's not there and your
absolutely.
Dad.
Absolutely, you're very different.
But you know, I look forward to it, and it'll be great fun. Santa'll be coming in our house this year. It'll be great fun for the twins.
He still comes to us too. He's a great man. Never
bless him.
He's a great
bless
fella.
Him. We love Santa.
We certainly do. Now the other thing is, you know, because here we are in the middle of November, and we've done the pudding last week.
Yes.
So we're going off into another tangent this week.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd do something very simple, very straightforward, and really good value and full of flavour. It's a real kind of like winter, shall we say, comforting dish, and it's pork meatballs with a coriander and coconut milk.
Ah, nice.
And I have to be truthful about this. I saw this. This is a Borbia recipe, which
okay.
I saw at a demonstration in just recently. Maura Duffesy, a good friend of mine, and I was so impressed with this recipe. I said, I'm going to share this with Marty's listeners.
You haven't done this yourself.
It's delicious, and I've made this at home myself.
Oh.
We're using, first of all, good, lean, quality assured minced pork, which is great value. And of course, Marty, coming up to Christmas, minced turkey is fantastic. There's no fat in it.
Mm.
So with the meatballs, I recommend that you get from your good local butcher, make sure it's Irish pork, very important, and that it's lean minced pork. Okay. So 750 grams roughly of that. Into that I'm putting one red onion, which is finely chopped, one egg beaten, and 50 grams of breadcrumbs. If you are a celiac, you can use gluten-free bread, or you can just leave the breadcrumbs out totally if you want to. So into that then we're going to get a little bit of flavour, Marty, and so you mix all them up together. Your pork meatballs, your flavour. It's the flavour's going to get into the sauce. And I'm going to talk you through. So you make up your meatballs with your onion, your breadcrumbs, have that done. So that's then made. Good tip when you're shaping the meatballs, like a snowball, dip your hands in cold water, as I'm doing here, and then you simply shape the well, I'm showing you. And you can shape the balls and have them done in your fridge.
Very good.
So this can be done the night ahead, or you can freeze them. Don't forget you can freeze them.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about the sauce, if that's okay. It's a very simple tomato sauce base. So there's fresh tomatoes chopped. We have one red chilli, we have a teaspoonful of garam masala, which is an Indian spice. We also have fresh ginger and fresh coriander in this. And what you do then, Marty, you cook this all down in the actual tomato sauce, in the saucepan, and then you add some curry paste into this, so 2 tablespoons of curry paste. You cook this down.
Quite an oriental feel off this.
Oh, it's fantastic. And we flavour this sauce with coconut milk.
Oh, lovely.
There's a very good Irish company that produces coconut milk. It's called Thai Gold. I don't think you'll get better. It's organic.
Oh, fair
it's
enough.
The best.
You can get coconut milk fairly easy though, can't you?
Ah, yeah, every supermarket has it, and
yeah.
I would think they're based in Wexford Thai Gold. They're the best I've used. It's so creamy. We put it into a rice pudding when I'm cooking it for Connor and Lucy at home.
Okay.
It's so good.
Very good.
So you make up your sauce, Marty, and what you do is you kind of like pan fry your pork meatballs, okay, just in the pan. Don't fully cook them. You make up your sauce, and this is a one pan dish, if you know what I mean. So into the pan that you've cooked your pork meatballs, you pour the sauce in, okay, and then what you do is let that cook in the oven, and the oven is at 220. It's quite a hot oven now to start off with.
Yes.
Okay. And then what you do is you cook this for about 20 minutes until they're cooked. And it really depends on the size of the pork meatballs that you're making. If they're very big, they're going to take longer to cook. Just cut through one. Once there's no trace of pink, they're done.
They're done.
It's as simple
yeah.
as that.
Yeah.
So you can do this in a big Pyrex dish or like the likes of casserole pot. It's
oh,
fantastic.
Sure. Yes.
So this is a real comfort dish in your oven. And then what I like to serve with this is just some toast, some rice, and maybe some toasted almonds on top for a little
oh,
bit of
oh, lovely
crunch.
Idea. Yes.
So
sorry.
Steamed rice is fantastic. Brown or white or basmati, and it's delicious, Marty.
And you're a great man for the coriander, aren't you?
I love it. A little bit of chopped coriander on top, but this is such a tasty dish. I was really impressed with this dish. The flavour, the simplicity of it, it's good value, it's a delicious dish.
But the servings you were talking about this morning, you'd serve...
Six people,
okay.
Yeah. 6 people for that. So it's a very economical dish. Minced pork, we've great pork in Ireland, we're lucky, quality assured, what we're looking for, that we know what's coming from Ireland.
For sure.
And it's great value. It's great value. And your butcher, your local butcher, will mince it.
Absolutely. Well, pork, meatballs is what it is, but coriander and coconut milk. I love the idea. That
I know, it's
lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I can see it now. Nice winter's afternoon.
You're licking your lips.
Well, here we are. So that's what we have for you today. Reminder again, if you didn't write it down, doesn't matter, it's on our website, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and Nevin's pork meatballs and coriander and coconut milk. Are you being sponsored by coriander? I'm just wondering.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I grow it. I use it.
I know
it.
You do. Jeepers, I've seen where it's all grown. Keep the faith. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. See you
Take
next week, Larry.
Thank you.